We stay in Asia for our next story. It's about a way of life in India that takes hold every autumn. NPR's Philip Reeves sends us this postcard from New Delhi.
This is my favorite time of year. The summer heat is fading. The season of dazzling religious festivals and weddings is soon to begin. And so, for the wealthy, is the schmoozing season. Few places are as expert in the art of schmoozing as New Delhi. The city's a big international hub, and also a typical government town. Its politicians, diplomats, and old money aristocrats have now returned from their long summer holidays abroad. Their couriers are out and about again, cycling from one big house to another, delivering gilded invitations, summoning the rich and influential to receptions, to cocktail parties and dinners. Which means, for some, another season is also underway, the whiskey drinking season. Indians take whiskey very seriously. Year-round, they quaff more than any other nation. Journalists sometimes get invited to these schmoozing parties. You find waiters bearing trays laden with all sorts of drinks, from gin and tonic to indifferent Indian wine, but with a separate tray, sometimes even an entire trolley, devoted only to whiskey. Each glass contains a generous shot, known here as a peg. The type of whiskey can be a test of the quality of the party, as I've discovered to my cost. A while back we held a dinner at our home. I was in charge of getting the whiskey in. Connoisseurs tend to be snobbish about Indian whiskies, arguing that most of them aren't actually whiskey, but rum, because they're based on molasses, not grain. Yet some of these whiskies seem pretty good to me. The shelves of our liquor store have some grandiose-sounding brands. Royal Stag, Diplomat, Colonel Special. But whiskies, like everything else in India, have their own hierarchy. I couldn't afford the imported Johnny Walker Black Label that affluent South Asians seem to revere as the king of them all. So I decided on a perfectly drinkable, middle-ranking brand. The whiskey drinkers among our dinner guests took one sip and began grimacing. Most of them didn't even manage to finish one peg of the stuff. Settling for anything but the best in this town is a faux pas that will require a lot of schmoozing to mend. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.